I know the answer to this question, but Audrey Elizabeth Allen, if you were in a relationship with a guy and he said to you, I am going to dinner with my ex, it doesn't matter what he says next, you're going to say, excuse me? Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, listen to this.
Unless she's like dying or something. Wait, no.
Bro.
I don't even think then.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, now I wish I hadn't said anything.
If she was in her hospital room.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Well, she wouldn't be going out to dinner if she's in a hospital room.
Wait. If she was diagnosed with a terminal illness, but still able to go to a restaurant, you would still not let him go?
I would let him go, obviously, because there is no letting in relationships.
But what if she had 5 to 10 years to live?
That changes things.
It does.
Okay, so like within 6 months.
She's dying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
This sounds so bad, but I mean, honestly, it just gives off a weird implication when your man's going out to dinner with his ex.
I think I'm with Audrey.
Well, take a listen to this. What's up, Derek?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man, so tell us your story. This is crazy.
Yeah, so my girlfriend is 6 months. She just like told me she's going to breakup dinner with her ex.
Okay, let's hear about this. I have never heard of a breakup dinner. What is this?
Especially when they split a year ago.
Right.
So, I guess they never got closure, and the dinner's supposed to be some kind of like emotional goodbye. I don't know.
Okay.
She swears there's like nothing going on, but just like...
Nothing going on what? Romantically, you mean?
Yeah. There's nothing between them anymore because she wants to, like, just fully move on with me, she says.
Okay, so she's saying to you, I cannot move forward with our relationship until I get proper closure with my ex-boyfriend that I broke up with a year ago.
Yeah, she's got to do it over dinner. So is the kicker. It's the same Italian restaurant where they used to, like, celebrate their anniversaries, like candlelight, wine, like the whole deal.
Oh, boy. And please tell me that you objected to this.
I told her I'm not comfortable with it. And like she said, I'm being insecure and controlling. So I don't want to tell her like what I don't want to outright tell her what she can't and can't do. But it's I don't know. It's weird, right?
Yeah. I mean, she had 6 months prior to you to close up that relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Audrey, your dude that you've been dating for 6 months is looking for some closure so he can move forward in his relationship with you. What are you saying to him wanting to get dinner with his ex?
Where was the closure before this dinner? Yeah. You didn't have closure right now, you know, as we're standing here together in a relationship. You don't have closure on your last one.
But I guess the argument is... My closure with my previous relationship has got nothing to do with you. It's all about me and this situation.
But what about how I feel about that? I don't know if I want to be with someone who still doesn't have closure over their last relationship and that they still have to go do a goodbye dinner because apparently the breakup wasn't enough of a goodbye.
Yeah, and what do you need? Like, what are you going to discuss at dinner that's going to give you that proper closure?
And I also don't like what she said about how she wants to move on with him. I'm like, oh, is this relationship just part of you getting to move on? And what do you mean you want to move on with me? You haven't already moved on?
Well, yeah, it's been 6 months.
Exactly.
Shouldn't moving on and me be separate entities? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And then the whole notion of the restaurant, don't even get me started on that. I'm so over this girl.
So what does he say?
Certain things just aren't respectful in a relationship, and going to dinner with your ex is one of them.
100%.
And any reaction he has towards that, saying it's him being insecure, is ridiculous.
You want to move on with the new dude, but are you that dumb? And I hate to say it like that, but you're moving back because the guy you're currently with is questioning everything about this new relationship with you.
Derek, we're in full support of you in this situation. Bro. We feel bad for you, actually.
I feel seen, honestly.
Yeah, well, good.
Like, am I a jerk? Am I
no,
just, like,
feel
jerk
seen, feel heard.
Feel single.
Feel single.